And now, a commentary from Chris Fitzsimon, the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
When Governor Pat McCrory sits down in the next few weeks to make his plans for 2014, expanding Medicaid in North Carolina ought to be at the top of his list. McCrory and state lawmakers made the decision to refuse Medicaid expansion early in the 2013 legislative session, despite the opportunity to provide health care coverage for 500,000 low-income adults who are currently uninsured. The federal government would have paid the full cost for the first 3 years and more than 90% of the tab after that. Medicaid expansion would have also brought in $13 billion for hospitals over the next 10 years and created as many as 25,000 jobs. All those things are still possible if McCrory can see past his ideology and put the people of North Carolina first. Many other states, including several with conservative Republican governors, decided to ignore their philosophical opposition to the Affordable Care Act and put their constituents first. Ohio Governor John Kasich, a Republican and staunch conservative, justified his decision to expand Medicaid very simply, saying, "It's going to save lives." It's time to save some lives in North Carolina, too, and expand Medicaid in 2014. I'm Chris Fitzsimon.